Dr. Perry Halkidis is a dean and professor of public health and health equity at Rutgers University. Kind enough to join us this morning. Doctor, thank you for taking the time with us on the show. Great to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Joe. Great. Thank you for having me, and hope all is going well.
You know, it's good. It's wild. My father went to Rutgers when it was called, you're too young, I'm too young. It was called Dana College, Doc. Dana College, and then it turned into Rutgers. But Pop went to law school there. Is that the? That's in the 1930s I'm talking. But Rutgers making us so proud. You and everybody at Rutgers makes Jersey so very, very proud. It's a world-class university. Tell us what you do over there in public health and at Rutgers, sir, if you would.
Yeah, so I've been here. Thank you, Joe. And I agree with you. I think, like, you know, Rutgers has been evolving incredibly over the last few decades, and it's like, yes, really one of the top universities in the country. So I'm the dean of the School of Public Health. I help to develop our public health programs. We have a school that is located both in Newark and in Piscataway, New Jersey, and we're training the next generation of public health leaders to go out into our state in order to be able to, you know, deal with all these health challenges that we continue to face as a population in our country and also around the world.
I know I'm such a hypochondriac, Doc. Forget about it. I drive my doctor crazy, you know, because I worry about this. You hear about that. You don't know what's going on. But hopefully there is a group of young people that are interested in getting into this field, because it is fascinating, may not be the word, but it is intricate, and it is just things that we never thought would happen is unfolding upon us. And so kids are interested in this, want to tackle this, yes?
Yeah, so like I think you're absolutely right about that. So look, I think that very often when we hear young kids talk about health, they think that that means medicine. But public health is one of the many health professions that are available to people as they emerge into their adulthood and their careers. More than ever, public health matters, because what public health workers do is that they're able to go out into the community and talk to people with real words in real time about what's going on in their lives, whether it be about smoking or obesity or COVID or HIV or drug addiction, in a way that most doctors don't have time to do.
I know. You know, Dr. Halkidis, I got to tell you, I am so proud to be talking with you, so proud to be highlighting Newark. And as people listen around the country now, so we have to tell you, this is my hometown of my parents, so I'm so indebted to Newark. And Newark, and it took a long time to come back after the riots, you know, and it's back bigger and better than ever Newark is. But we talk about St. James Health. My friend James Gonzalez, CEO, Broadway House, they're doing God's work. They're keeping people off the street. There's HIV and AIDS out there in the different communities that are around there. And not to mention homelessness, drug addiction. You just talked about it. It's still out there, yet Newark front and center taking care of these folks that would be left on the street, sir.
Yeah, absolutely right. So look, I'm going to tell you right now that I'm a proud Newark resident. Also, I'm a kid originally from Queens, New York, as a Greek American from Astoria. But now I live in Newark. I live in Newark, right in the Ironbound here. Look, I think that Newark and New Jersey, very, very much on the edge in terms of putting forward programs that take care of people in real time. Yeah. Thank you for highlighting that, Joe. And people think that, like, we have COVID, HIV is gone. No, we have 30,000 new infections each year, and a lot of them are in our city here. And so having Jim and his organization and other organizations like Hyacinth really push the agenda and say, let's get rid of this virus, for God's sake, at this point. It's like we're 40 years in. It's really important. And we're training our students to be able to work with people like Jim and others to do that work.
Hey, you're doing great. You have to tell our friend John Katsimatidis, if you're Greek, he's going to love you. You know,
because Joe, we all know each other, all of us.
Right? I know. By the way, the Ironbound. It's so funny with the Portuguese and Ironbound. My mom was born there. How about mom born in the Ironbound back in the day, you know, on Kinney Street, actually. So, Dr. Perry, great chat this morning, and thanks for all that you're doing for Rutgers. I'm a Jersey guy. It gives me great, great pleasure, and it's a privilege to chat with you to tell everybody how great a Rutgers is. And by the way, in the cutting edge, you're right, your point is well taken, Dr. Halkidis, that you as Dean and Professor of Public Health and Health Equity at Rutgers, it's at the cutting edge, you know, on the world stage. We appreciate that, sir, and congratulate you.
Thank you
for that. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
I'll see you soon. Huh? Hopefully I'll see you on we'll see you on Broad Street, something like that. All right.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Dr. Perry Halkidis, or on Ferry Street right there in Newark, New Jersey.